This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Okay. Any questions before we go?
I don't think so.
Great.
Michael, have you found these harnesses?
Well, what kind of podcast is this?
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, and my guest today is Andy Golding. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to my house that's just full of shit and presents, and there's a tree there that's a thinks a drinks dispenser.
Is that what that is?
That's from last year, yeah.
Oh, it looks like an alternative Christmas tree, just fill it with gin.
Yeah, exactly. But I actually think it might have a bit of a leak.
Drink it quick.
That's probably why we didn't use it. But thank you for coming today. You're looking very festive.
Thanks. I've been out for Christmas lunch with my mum and my auntie Pat. We've been to somewhere very fancy in Wigan, and everybody kicked off because it was £12.50 for two courses. They don't usually push the boat out that much.
That's cheap.
I know, I thought that was cheap. But firstly, I'm amazed that my mum has found somewhere really nice. That Harvester for my mum is posh.
A Harvester is an unlimited salad bar.
Oh,
it's great.
My God, is it the red relish?
But I like the crispy onions things. I mean, I've not been... Do you know what? I didn't even know that they did them in the north.
We get everything in the north. Yeah. Anything that's got unlimited something, even a salad bar, don't care, we'll push it out.
Pizza Hut used to, do they still do
it? Pizza Hut, now it is back, and I haven't been to Pizza Hut for years, and I went the other week just because the unlimited buffet is back. It's like,
oh,
I think
my
it's,
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
is it something like $7.99?
Yeah, well, it used to be $4.99.
oh my
last
God.
Time I went, so I get this from my mum.
So can you just tell us a bit about you? So you've got your own podcast.
I have my own podcast, yes, the most magical podcast on earth, which is about, have a guess,
Disney World.
Oh, it's about Disney World, the most magical place on earth.
I'm going to be a guest on
you
this.
You are going to come
podcast.
On. Yes. You're a big Disney World fan.
I do love Disney World. I've been as like a child and as an adult as well.
It's better as an adult.
Because some
without
people,
kids.
My friend Daisy, that's her, who's been on this podcast, that's her room 101, adults that go to Disney.
Yeah?
And she hates it. And I
childless millennials.
I hate her for hating that.
I don't like her. I've never met her. I already hate her.
I love Disney World. I really want to take Michael because he's a big Harry Potter fan. No, Harry Potter's in Universal.
I was letting you off with that then.
Sorry.
Because I thought you were going to go, I could do Disney and he could do Universal Harry Potter.
Sorry, I got mixed up. It's all very magical though there.
Yeah, everything in Orlando, it's just like walking into a different world. Yeah. And you can just forget about everything. And there's buffets over there as well.
Oh yeah, buffets is big things. Like Vegas as well.
Not quite $7.99. Although Vegas, you can get a good $7.99 buffet.
With like unlimited booze as well.
Oh yeah.
So
there's
good.
Nothing better than being drunk at breakfast in Vegas. Anyway, we've gone off on a total tangent.
So you've got your own podcast.
Yeah, so we have a different guest on every week.
Yeah.
Because everybody who loves Walt Disney World doesn't just love it, they love it.
Yeah.
And they remember the first time and they've got a favourite restaurant, a favourite ride, a favourite character, a favourite memory.
Yeah.
So that's why every week somebody can just bring something brand new to it, whether they've been with kids or as kids or without kids.
And I guess it's kind of like a really good trip advisor. For people that are wanting to go.
Yeah.
If it's actual real people's opinions, I'd prefer that. If I was going somewhere to listen to something like that, to go, oh, that's, you know, I like people's lists rather than, you know, Googling it.
Just because there's so much to do as well. Like 2 weeks is not enough.
Yeah.
And you need like a PhD in studying it because you've got to book fast passes if you want to get on the rides without queuing for 3 hours. And you've got to do those 60 days out. And if you want to book restaurants, you've got to do those 180 days out. And some of the restaurants you can't get in.
Yeah.
And it's like, which restaurants do I go to? Which rides do I need to get fast passes for? It's just an absolute minefield.
So if anyone's planning a trip, that's the perfect podcast to
get
listen
on it.
To.
Get on it. Most magical podcast on earth.
Most magical podcast on earth.
Yeah,
I love
a bit
that
of mouthful.
And what else are you doing? You're a radio presenter.
I'm a radio presenter as well, on Greatest Hits Radio. So 70s, 80s, 90s.
My favourite, right, I love Radio 2 or Smooth or Greatest Hits or something like that. Like, I've got no time for this modern music. Like, I'm 32, but I've honestly, people get in my car and they're like, what? It's either a podcast or it's just old school music. Like, because I don't want to hear the same, like, I can't even tell you an artist.
Ed Sheeran.
The same Ed
every
Sheeran.
Every hour.
Yeah.
Jess Glynn.
Exactly.
Every hour.
So, have you heard this podcast before?
I have heard this podcast before.
God.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
My friend Adam's been on it.
Yes, Adam Wilborn.
Adam Wilborn. He's on it right now, isn't he? He is the voice of the podcast.
Yeah, he is the voice of the podcast. There is a funny story, and I think we told this story when he was on, but I was very, very drunk on my 32nd birthday.
Was this the first time you met him?
Yeah. And then I forgot that I'd met him. And he started talking and I was like, Do you like podcasts? Are you into that world? And he was like, Jess, I'm the voice at the end of your podcast. I was like, ooh.
But did you, when you met, did you always have an image in your mind of what the voice of your podcast would look like?
Yeah, and it wasn't him.
What was it?
I don't know. Maybe probably someone that looked more like you.
So kind of like handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not 8 foot tall and ginger.
Yeah, no, I did not think he was going to be 8 foot tall and ginger. I don't know. Yeah, he definitely wasn't the person that was in my mind, I don't think. So you've heard this podcast, so you know what's coming next.
Yes.
And I've just been talking to producer Ben and saying that last time we did the recording, I was like, I'm running a bit low, but listen, don't worry, I'm going to Home Bargains. I'm going to stock up. And I've been saying this the whole time, promoting Home Bargains, but it's B&M Bargains. B&M sell Double Dares. So I'm sorry, B&M, for being a traitor.
Quite a lot. We're not eating all them, are we? There's a lot in there.
But what I will say is the rules are you can't have a blue one because for some reason, all of them are like, oh, cola or dog shit. Like, they're horrible.
Love both of those flavours.
Yeah, but the blue ones are like blueberry or toothpaste. So I was how is
minty,
toothpaste?
Nah.
It's like chewing gum. So you've got to pick one. The rule is that even if it's horrible, you've got to swallow it. That wasn't brought in by me. That was brought in by another guest.
Of course it was.
Yeah, so so if you want to pick one, I'm going to pick a green one. So this is watermelon or snot.
I'm going to... What colour is that? I'm colourblind. Is that brown?
Yeah, red. So yours is brown, and that's cola or cat food.
Cola or cat food.
But
I've never eaten cat food, so I can't really
Don't be
compare.
Fooled by cat food. It's definitely not cat food. It tastes more like arse.
Oh.
And not a clean one.
Is that what cats eat? Maybe it is. We don't know what they put in cat food these days.
So after three, one, two, three.
Okay.
I've got a good one.
I've got a good one.
We go again.
Right, go again.
Oh, you've got a blue one.
I've got a blue one. Bite back in. I'll go for a white one.
Yeah, that's rotten milk or Tutti Frutti.
Okay. Hang on. I've still got a taste of the other one in my mouth.
I've got a good one.
That's a good one as well.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, you have survived, but we will leave this to the end of the podcast and have one more go. And
we'll come back.
If you do get a good one, it just means that you've won.
Woo!
So, are you ready for some dilemmas?
I'm ready for some dilemmas. I'm the king of giving out advice and never, never listening to my own.
Snaps. So, these dilemmas are sent to our... I've not read them before. They've been sent to our inboxes on our socials at Dilemmas Jess. If you've got any dilemmas, send them to us on Instagram and Twitter. So, yeah, this is the first time that I'm reading them. Sometimes they give a name and a place. Sometimes they're anonymous. That's when I like to think they're a bit more juicy. So, the first one is Miserable Man. Hello, miserable man. 28, Nottingham. Hi, Jess.
Jess's face is just lit up.
Can you dump someone in December or is that bad form? A very short but to the point dilemma.
That is very bad form. Well, it depends how long you've been together. If you've only been together for a couple of weeks, then you know, why what you're holding on for? Because then you're buying somebody a Christmas present knowing that you don't like them.
I think it's difficult with this one. I think there's two sides to it. One, some people might look at it as in, don't lead someone on. Don't let them think you've had a nice, happy Christmas together and then bang, January. Everyone's feeling a bit blue in January. Everything's over. You know, the shops are telling you need to get in the gym and all that shit.
Yeah, you've got no money.
Yeah, you've got no money.
And you're single again.
Yeah. So, but then but then another side of it is, do you ruin someone's Christmas?
Yeah, like I say, it depends how long. If you've been with somebody for like 20 years and you dump them at Christmas, then you've ruined Christmas for them for the rest of their life because like Christmas is coming and then it's the time I got dumped.
Yeah, exactly.
The love of my life.
That is a thing about occasions, isn't it? That you go, oh, I don't want that person to look back. But then I have had friends that have gone, listen, I can't finish with him because it's his birthday. Right, okay. Well, I can't finish with him because it's his auntie's funeral. And I can't do this because it's Valentine's Day. And it gets to that point sometimes where you go,
yeah.
Well, there, you know, we're living in a world actually where every day is a national day of something.
Yeah, because as soon as Christmas and New Year's finished, then you're straight in.
Yeah.
Into Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Then it's pancake day.
Exactly.
Easter.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, with the way that he's written this, it's not been like, I've been with this person for this, I'm feeling this. He sounds pretty blunt.
Well, and he's described himself as miserable of Nottingham.
Yeah.
So, like, come on, if you know, you've got to think about yourself in this situation. Don't just hang on to somebody to keep them happy.
Also, what I would say is if you were going to, like, don't dump someone on Christmas Day.
No, that's not good.
Like, if you're just saying Christmas, as in Christmas period, okay.
Yeah,
Christmas,
don't write it in a Christmas card.
Yeah, not like, oh, Merry Christmas, you dumped.
Text them.
Yeah. But another good thing is, not a good thing, but if you were to dump someone, oh, here he is. Don't tell me, I'm going to dump Michael now, it's Christmas. If you were to dump someone in the festive period, it is a time of year where everyone is out socialising. You spend a lot of time with friends and family. It's probably a good time to be dumped. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are going to be around
They'll
you.
Be straight out there, well, drunk.
It's not like people aren't doing stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you're going to be on your own. There's a lot of parties going on. They could find someone else.
Yeah, but then if you go to a party and then you just, then you'll point out every couple who's at the party. Even though there's a load of single people, you go, everybody's coupled up, even if they're not.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no good time
to dump,
dump somebody.
But Christmas is a bit savage. But then, if you're miserable, if he's miserable, he's not going to make her or his, whoever he's with, it's not going to make their time very happy, is it? It's not going to be happy.
If you, it's going to be a vile Christmas.
Yeah, you can tell when you're with someone and they don't really want to be, and they're being a bit miserable. It's not enjoyable anyway. Yeah. I almost think it's better to not be with someone. If you're miserable and you, and you behave in that way, then do it.
Rip the plaster.
Yeah, fuck them off. Helen, 29, from Durham. Hi, Jess. I'm off to Disney next year.
Oh.
With my fiance and our 5-year-old daughter. I'm really looking forward to it, but I also have an irrational fear of people in costumes. Oh, not like the princesses, but Mickey or Goofy or whatever with the big heads on. My fella doesn't know this and has booked a character breakfast. Do I admit my problem and risk the piss being taken out of me for the rest of my entire life, or just fake an illness or something on the morning we're going?
Oh my word. Well, first of all, there are no people in costumes at Walt Disney World. If you meet a Mickey Mouse, it's Mickey Mouse. It's not somebody with a plastic head on.
Do not ruin the illusion.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're taking a 5-year-old, you can't ruin that dream of being frightened of Mickey Mouse. Maybe ease your way into it. Are there any kind of like other costume characters you can go to, like the Tiger Club or something like that? You can go to a Haven Holidays for a weekend.
Yeah. Also, like, how have you got a 5-year-old child and not bumped into a character yet? That's strange.
What you can do, you can perfectly time it, because if they go into a character buffet, the characters work round table by table. They've got like a little routine that they go around the restaurant.
Yeah.
So as soon as they get on the table next to you, you go, aye, aye, Donald Duck is coming. Don't like him. Scares the shit out of me. You just got to go up to the buffet.
Yeah.
Go to the toilet.
Or couldn't you say,
hang around a bit.
Couldn't you say to your fiancé something like, oh, I think she, because the princess ones, they're all people, aren't like,
See, I hate those more than meeting Mickey Mouse, because they try and have conversations and I don't really have anything to say to them.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm here for a photograph. I just want a selfie, love. I don't want to chat about what life's like in Arendelle. I couldn't give a shit about what life's like in Arendelle.
Also, like, you know that they're a struggling actor and they're just trying so hard. Like,
it's me saying that Mickey Mouse is real and I've just said no.
I know, But couldn't she? She could maybe say something like, oh, she really likes princesses. Could we change it? But another one is, Why don't you go to a fancy dress shop and hire out one yourself?
Yeah.
Put it on, get someone else to put it on, and then, like,
ease your way into it.
Yeah, like, also, like, you know that there's a person in there.
What's the worst that's going to happen to you?
Or you could go, what's that couple called, that creepy couple that sort out people's irrational fear?
Oh, on this morning, the Speakmans.
The Speakmans.
See, I've got an irrational fear of the Speakmans.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about it. Where do you go?
Exactly.
You've got a problem, though.
I think also, like, I think this is it's a bit different. I don't want to, like, I've got a bit of a weird fear of ears. And so I can't really, like, I do kind of get it, but that was from something else.
Ears?
Yeah, I don't, like, I'm a bit like, you know, something about Mary, you know, the brother.
Yeah.
Rita.
You passed it on to the dogs. This is what we were saying.
What are they? Michael, shut that door, because he probably can hear people. Like, for me, I don't have children, but I can imagine the joy on your child's face might override the fear. When you see a child looking at Mickey Mouse or Donald and being like, oh my God, I think that would slowly go away.
Yeah, because I went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal this year for the first time and I did not want to go. they're like skirmazes on the next level. There's people chasing you around with chainsaws. But what you've got to do, you've just got to like just breathe in. And it was fine.
Do you know what?
I
used to be so scared of those things. And I went on one, there's one in Blackpool years ago called Pasadena Terror.
I've seen people running out of that screaming.
And I was really feared. And then a couple of years ago, we got invited to one through work. And I was like, and everyone was going. And I was shitting myself. But actually, I was just like, they're just actors, just that. And I actually then really enjoyed it. Like, I was scared, but I was like, just, I've been locked in some, like, I can't even tell the story about what happened to me in one of those rooms. Like, they put us in one where you had to sign a disclaimer.
What? And, no, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, horrific. But yeah, I think she just needs to suck it up.
Watch some on YouTube. There's loads of people's videos of holiday videos on YouTube meeting the characters. Have fun with them. I had a full-on conversation with Daisy Duck about why she's not got engaged yet to Donald. She wants an engagement ring from Tiffany. I don't even know how we had this conversation.
And why has she got no trousers on?
Well, there's a reason that Donald Duck has no trousers, because I was a bit bored the other day, so I asked Google.
Right.
And it's something to do with the feathers on a duck's bottom can't be covered. So there is actually a scientific reason that Donald Duck doesn't wear trousers. Unless he goes swimming, he puts swimming trunks on.
Okay. That's baffling.
That's another level.
So I think she just needs to suck it up.
Yeah, come on, you're a grown woman.
And do some things to help it if you can't do that. Go and buy it. Go into a costume shop. Go get one of your friends to, if you don't want to tell your fiancé, which is weird, like, just tell him. He might find it funny.
Yeah,
like,
tell the staff when you get there. Go, look, I've got a bit of a fear. Just don't let them too near me.
Yeah. You don't need to go to... You just be the photo taker.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just take the photograph as soon as they come
around.
Just
sit in the photo like around. This with your eyes closed. And you'll be fine.
Have a mojito.
Yeah, exactly.
You can drink in Disney World now. Yeah, get a few Bellinis.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, the people that produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for brands. Brands who know that podcasts are the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world and who want to build their audiences online with their very own podcast.
We work with magazines, digital creators, influencers, and industry experts.
From idea development through to distribution to all of the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, we make making your podcast easy.
And tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
So email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we can get the ball rolling on your new podcast this week. Right, back to the episode.
So this is a juicy anonymous South Wales. We got the Wales, love Wales. Jess, I know my husband is cheating on me because I have, in capital letters, evidence. My dilemma is, do I just tell him I know and leave him? Or do I do something to publicly out and shame him? I don't know what that would be yet, but let's just say I can be a fucking bitch when I want to be.
It sounds like it already. Oh my word.
What do you think about that? I've seen a lot of social media videos of this, like, and you never know whether they're true or fake.
All set up, yeah.
You know, like filming, I've actually seen a lot of men do it to women of like, pretending like they're going to like propose to them and then give them a card like with printouts of all the messages and stuff. What do you think about that?
I would say if that's what you want to do, yeah, but I wouldn't do it publicly because you're going to make yourself look really stupid at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, really stupid.
I guess it's like, it's weird, isn't it? We live in a world of social media and Facebook where people air their dirty laundry. Yeah. I guess it's like the equivalent of what used to be throwing some bin bags in a garden and cutting up some clothes that only your street
or your
would
knickers
see.
Knickers on the street.
Yeah. We have those platforms. We see it all the time of people going, can't believe he's done that, or he's not paid his child support. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just cringe because, like you say, like, I don't think about actually the other person. I think about them.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's not what he's done.
Yeah.
Like, and he's the one that's in the wrong. It's what she's done. It's what you've done. That's what people are going to be talking about. They're not going to be talking about the fact that he's cheated on you.
Yeah.
They're going to be talking about how you've got revenge. So you're the one who's going to look stupid when it's not, none of this is actually your fault.
I would say it depends what kind of evidence, but if you want to get some kind of, I mean, I don't know how much revenge actually, I think it's a quick fix sometimes because actually afterwards, I don't think it makes anything better. But if you don't want to do it publicly, like what if you got messages, do you want to send them to him? Do you want to send them to his mum? Or, like, I don't know, like...
Yeah, but you need to have it out. If you've got messages and stuff like that, you can't just end it and let him go. You've got to have your word, because if you end it and let him go, like, later on, weeks, months down the line, you've got, oh, I wish I'd said that. I wish I'd done that. So think about it first before you do it. But you've definitely got to say something. But I wouldn't air your dirty knickers in public.
No.
As my mum would say.
I wouldn't do it publicly. But if... Or do you just hand it to him? Or does he, you know, come home from work and everything's packed with the print out of the messages on top of it?
Yeah, I think you may even get more evidence on top of your evidence before.
Yeah.
So don't let it go on too long, but, like, be really sure about what's going on, what, where, when, how, why. Stack up your evidence. This is what happens because we don't get Jeremy Kyle anymore.
No.
He would have done all this for you if he was still around.
I mean, thank God, though.
Thank God, I hated
what
that
What a
program.
Cunt.
That's the first scene on this podcast.
Is it? And I was here for it.
That's the very first
scene. Do I get a prize?
Jeremy Kyle deserves a
scene. He is, though, isn't he?
He is. I'm sorry. He is a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, and now we get an extra half an hour of Holly and Phil.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I should know that because I sit in this house all day.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. That's from January.
So, yeah, I think our advice is confront him, definitely. Fucking tell him everything. But don't do it publicly.
No, don't make yourself look stupid.
Because also, what you've got to remember is, if you've got kids, that's going to be out there forever. Once you put something out there publicly, it's there forever.
Yeah.
You know, in 10 years' time, you could be in a happy relationship or whatever, and that could be dragged up, and it, you know, you've got to be careful about these kind of things. It could embarrass you, and once you've pressed that button,
it's gone. But I still think you should tell the people that are on his side if you want. So members of his family or his friends who are going to come back to you and go, why have you ended it with him? You've got it all wrong. And if you've got evidence, go, well, here's the evidence. This is why I've ended it.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
But, like, don't tell the world.
No. So this is John, 37, from Bedford. I just looked at 37 and thought, and was like, oh, that's quite old. And then realised I'm not far away from 37. Do you ever get that? Oh, God. Hi, Jess. I've been with my boyfriend since I was 21. Long time. And ever since we've met, I've had a beard. I decided recently I want a change and I want to get rid of the beard, but my boyfriend is fuming and says he wouldn't fancy me anymore. Do I keep it even though I don't want to, or just do what I want and grab the razor?
Firstly, I'm glad you cleared up about razors, because a beard could mean a woman that's pretending to be your girlfriend.
This is very true.
Just for public.
I've been one a few times.
Have you? So yeah, get rid of a beard in that case. If he loves you, it shouldn't really make any difference whether you've got a beard or not.
But also,
surely,
if you're 21 and you got together at 21 and you're now 37, how does he know what you look like now without a beard?
Yeah, because he would never have seen you.
Yeah, because so you don't know. And also, like, I think, like, when Michael always has a beard or, like, facial hair, but then when he goes to get his hair cut, he'll have it taken off. And I always, like, I'm like, yes, I love it. I'm like, kiss me, because I feel like I'm cheating on you without cheating on you. Like, I like it. I'm like, ooh.
Two different men in my life.
Yeah, this is... And also, like, the thing is, like, with anything, I would say, with haircuts or anything like that, if you shave it off and you don't like it yourself either, it just grows back or you...
Yeah.
It takes a while to get, I think... Like, my dad had a tash for about, God, my whole life. And when I was, like, 19, we were on holiday, and I don't know why he did this. Like, he always had, like, a Ned Flanders moustache. And he was like, I'm going to shave it off. And he came down, and it was a shock at first, but now I couldn't imagine him with one. And also, I think it's really shallow of his boyfriend to say that.
Well, exactly, yeah. You should never be in a relationship where somebody tells you what to do. If you want to change yourself, you change yourself.
Yeah, if Mike was like, don't do that, I'd do it even more.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite boring with my hair now, but I used to, like, when I was working, it was really experimental or whatever, and I'd, like, shaved the back. And I just like to go for things. And if you didn't, like, how can you say just because of a beard that you're not going to fancy someone anymore?
Yeah, he might fancy you even more without a beard if he doesn't know what you look
like. You might shave your beard, everyone fancies you more, and you just fuck him up. Like, maybe that's the answer.
I don't think that is very good advice, to be honest with you.
But, I mean, if he's going to be like that, though, like... If you're going to shave off your beard and he's like, I don't fancy you anymore, other people might.
Yeah. Unless you've got like a massive beard, like a member of ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And you look radically different without a beard.
I mean, it's your face. Surely.
Yeah, but he looks at it, doesn't he? Don't forget.
But
like, how many times do you see your face? How many times does Michael see your face? Michael sees your face more times than you see your face. So
yeah,
even though it's on your face, the beard, your boyfriend will be looking at it. I'm not talking about your beard,
I know,
now, Jess.
Yeah, thank you.
But your boyfriend looks at your face more. So I can see why he's like, he might be doing it for you, going, I really like you with the beard.
Yeah,
don't get rid of it.
I can see that because, but also the other thing about it is that, like, I can understand that, you know, like, if someone was like, I want to a skinhead, or I want to like dye my hair or a massive, a different colour. But I guess like shaving, I mean, it does change a person's face. It's like contouring for men, I guess. Like, I do think that men look better with beards.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether you should just try it and he should just support that. And
yeah, it's going to grow back eventually.
Yeah, Michael has a shave and 10 minutes later it's back. If you can grow a beard, you're obviously good with facial hair.
Yeah.
I would say do you. And if he doesn't like it, then he can sling it. So thank you very much for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. I can't let you get away. One more time. I'm going to go for this one because it looks dodgy.
One more.
Seeing if something does...
Them. I'm going for a green one. What's the possibility?
Watermelon or snot.
Watermelon or snot.
Yeah. But if it's nice, you win, you get away with it.
Yeah, well, I have just had a cold, so I might not be able to tell the difference.
I think you would.
Oh, would I?
Yeah. Okay, one, two,
oh, I'm sorry, I'm already in.
Nice.
Watermelon.
Oh, my God. You win.
I know. I wouldn't lie.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest. Your podcast again is called...
Most Magical Podcast on Earth.
You can find that on all...
socials, Pod Magical. You're going to come on next year?
Yes.
In the new year?
Yeah, 100%. And as always, please... I've got jelly beans stuck in my throat. As always...
Give me to Heimlich.
As always, please give us those 5 stars, rate and review. It just boosts us in the charts. And send us your dilemmas to @DilemmasJess on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you soon.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like the Vagina Monopod.
Hello and welcome to the Vagina Monopod. Woo!
Woo!
I'm an actress, Sasha Parkinson. You may know me best from shows like Mr. Selfridge or My Mad Fat Diary. I feel like I'm reeling off my IMDb.
CV. I am Molly Wright. I am also an actress. What have I done?
The A word.
The A word.
Apostasy.
Bit of Our Girl.
Our Girl.
Apostasy.
Forgot about that.
2 weeks of Our Girl.
A little backstory as to how the Vagina Monoblogs came about. As a person anyway, I've always been quite open, especially from about 16, 17. I just kind of then couldn't shut up about periods. I'd happily tell anyone I was on it. I didn't really shy away from talking about myself in that way. I was diagnosed with endometriosis in 2016. And then that kind of just... spurred me on really to be more vocal on social media about menstrual health. We are not medical experts, but we will be getting
really
people...
Not.
No, we're really not. But we will be having the experts on. So if you have any questions you'd like answering, please get in touch and send them over to the Vagina Monoblogs on Instagram. We hope you join us for the next 10 episodes of
Thanks.
More menstrual health discussion.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Vaginas!
The Vagina Monopod from Sound Rebel. Search for it now on your favourite podcast app.